ahead and say a few things before I get the young people to start. Now, young people, I want you to come in a never-ending line. When somebody gets done, when you come up this side. When you're done, go down this side. All right? When you see somebody step this way, I want the next person coming up this way so we can keep the line moving. If there ever gets to be a lull in it and you've got something to say and you don't say it, you may miss your opportunity tonight. Okay? Because I'm going to get up here and I'm going to preach when we're all done. So, it's going to be whenever you get done, I get done. So, let's make sure that you just keep it moving, all right? If you're hesitant about what you want to say, remember what I told you this afternoon. There may be somebody here tonight that's out here in the congregation that needs to know what God spoke to your heart about. It may be that God spoke to your heart about it last week so that he could speak to somebody else's heart about it tonight. So make sure that you share. Don't think that anything you've got is too dumb to share. All right? Also, we all know we had fun. You can say we had fun, but don't give us the testimony of all the fun things we did. Please don't go back and talk about surprise hour, because some of that stuff was just, I mean, it was fun, but we really don't want to talk about it, do we, Brother Jeff? All right, Brother Jeff and Miss Vanetta handled our surprise hour every night, and they did a great job with it. They smeared a lot of different things that normally you don't have smeared on your body. But it all washed off. Everything's fine. I don't think nobody came back with ketchup in their hair, I hope. But let's go ahead and get started. Now, who's going first? All right, come on, Lindsay. You don't need those.
Hi, I'm Lindsay. And this week, God spoke to me about a lot of things, like every day. Something in the service touched my heart, but I thought I'd just pick one because it'd probably take hours to explain everything that he did to me. On Thursday night, Brother Mike talked about the danger of drifting, and that really got me because some of the points he says were you're drifting when you lose your hunger for God's word. So that doesn't mean that you just don't read your Bible. It could mean that you, like, oh, I'll just skip this one today and I'll do it later tonight and then forget. And I realized that I had been doing that more and more and more to where it got to I'd skip a whole week of devotions and not get any spiritual growth that whole week. And another thing he said was, you're drifting when you lose your passion for lost souls. And 100 times I would pass someone on the street and not even think, what if they're not saved? What if they're on their way to hell right now? And so that really got me because I realized that that's not just something I haven't been doing a little bit, that's something I haven't been doing at all. And another thing he says was, you're drifting when you lose your hatred for sin, which I do hate sin with a passion, but he said, but not just the sin of others, but also your sin. And I realized that when you sin yourself, you're just like, oh, it's okay. You try to make it better in your own mind, but it's still not. And he used an example. He said, if you get a frog and put it in a pot of boiling water, of course it's going to jump out. But if you put a frog in a water that's lukewarm and turn the heater on, it'll die every time because it's slowly getting hotter and hotter. And before it knows what's happening to it, it dies. So I'm just glad God spoke to me before I got to a place that I definitely didn't need to be.
Hi, I'm Clara, and this week was awesome, as usual, and the preacher this week, his name was Pastor Mike, and he I liked how he, almost every service, he incorporated the salvation message in, but he didn't just talk to people who weren't saved. He also spoke to people who were saved and kind of just put it together. And on Friday night, he was talking about what happens 60 seconds after you die. That was like the title of it. And he was talking to the people who weren't saved, but he also was talking to the people who were, and he was saying that you need to watch out for, you need to point people to Christ. And I realized that I wasn't really pointing people to Christ, like maybe a little bit, but it definitely wasn't enough. And I wasn't warning people about what is going to come. And I literally see people every day at school that I know are not saved. And it really got me because I love those people, but I'm scared that I'm going to lose their friendship if I talk to them about Jesus. And I've decided that I'm not going to be scared of that anymore, and I'm going to talk to them about Jesus. Sorry. But just want to ask you guys to pray for me because I'm really going to need Jesus to help me this coming year.
Well, the Lord really spoke to me a lot this past week, but Monday night, then Brother Mike talked about how a lot of Christians put God in their pocket and only bring Him out when they need Him. And I realized that's what I was doing a lot of the time, is I was just putting God away in my pocket until I really needed Him for something. But other than that, then He just lived in my pocket, and people could not see God through me. So would y'all just pray for me that people would I would live that people could see that I'm a Christian, not just keep God in my pocket.
Amen. Yeah. Hi, I'm Katie, and this is my first year at camp. And I really didn't know what it was going to be like, or, you know, what I was going to get out of it spiritually, definitely. And I got so much from the camp. But two things that really stood out to me was, in the time, the theme for this year was being starstruck for Christ, and how the earth is just, you know, the universe is so vast, and the stars are, like, so innumerable. And it made me think of how God's love and faith in us is so, it's just like that. It's innumerable, and it's just as vast, and more vast than we could ever know, we could ever comprehend. And that really blessed me, that how big His love really is for us. And it also made me think during campfire services about, well, Christ loves me that much, and He has that much faith in me, but do I have that kind of faith for lost people? Over the week, He really gave me a burden for lost souls, and has put a couple people on my heart that I've been praying for a lot. And it made me think, give me a couple questions, you know, do I love lost people as much as Christ loves me? You know, do I pray for them, and do I have the boldness to just go out of my way and say, hey, do you know Jesus? Do you know who saved me from my sins? And so I just hope that you guys will pray with me, that I will continue to have a burden for lost people, and then I'll just be able to continue to grow. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Kendra, and first I'd like to thank y'all for praying for us while we were down there this week. We can really tell that y'all are praying, and it really helps. And one thing that really stuck out to me was on Thursday night during campfire, when Brother Mike was preaching out of Hebrews 2:1-3 about the danger of drifting. And he gave us five main points. They were, you're drifting when you lose your hunger for God's word, when you lose your heart for worship, when you lose your passion for lost souls, when you lose your heart, hatred for sin, and when you lose your hunger for Jesus. The one that stuck out to me the most was the first one, when you lose your hunger for God's word, because I've been not really reading my Bible that much and not really praying, and God really showed me that this week, that I need to be in His word, and I need to be praying for the people that I know that are not saved, but that are in my life every single day. And so if y'all just pray for me, that God would just help me to be in His word every day and be praying, I would greatly appreciate that. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Anna Marie, and I just want to thank y'all for letting me go to camp this week. I almost wasn't able to go because I signed up, like, really last minute, and I just thank you for all your prayers and support. What really spoke to me this week was Monday night service, and it was a blessing that He spoke to me on the first night rather than last night. Well, He did speak to me all through the camp. So all of them were great, but we only have a little bit of time. So, He spoke about Monday night, who is your king? Who do you put first in your life? And I looked at myself and I said, well, who do I put first in my life? Who do I present? As me being a Christian, I should be presenting Christ, but I found myself that I wasn't doing that, that I was putting other things before God. And He said, and this really spoke to me, He said, if you don't passionately love Jesus with all your heart and mind, you are destined to fail. You're destined to be the Christian that He wants you to be. 'Cause without Him, without His knowledge and His mercy and His grace, when God puts you through a hard time, when He puts you in a situation that you are just stuck in, that you can't do anything about, and you may pray a lot and say, Lord, please help me get out of this. But he may not let you out. He may say, I put you here for a reason. And then that's when you have to ask for the strength. And I just ask that you would pray for me to have the strength to go through all life's challenges.
Well, two things really stood out to me this past week at NGM. Brother David, he spoke in God's Bible study about Youth Matters. We shouldn't not waste our youth because that's when God really wants to work in our hearts. It's when God wants to start. It's when God wants us to start serving Him. We don't need to wait and say, I'll serve Him when I grow up. We need to serve Him now in our youth. On the Monday night service, I learned that we shouldn't put God in our pocket and just pull Him out when we need Him and then put Him back in our pocket when we're done and be like, I'll pull you back out of my pocket when I need you again. Can y'all please pray for me that I'll remember that God, that our youth matters and that I won't keep God in my pocket and that His life will be evident through mine.
Hi, this week what really stood out to me was the Thursday night service whenever he talked about how people are drifting from God, and I realized that I had been drifting from God, and I also recommend my life to Jesus.
Amen. Thank you. Hi, I'm Tony. I wrote this out because I have a lot to say. I was trying to make it short. But I'll be honest, I didn't want to go to camp this year. I wasn't excited about it, and I just thought it was going to be a waste of my time. The truth is, I've gotten away from the Lord this past year. Most people wouldn't know because I'd come to church and I'd put a smile on my face, and you know, I was the good Christian girl and knew all the answers. But inside, I was spiritually weak, and I'm sorry for that. First of all, I knew my relationship with the Lord wasn't right, and I wanted a better one. And He was telling me there were things I needed to surrender to Him, but I didn't want to. I wasn't going to listen to Him, so I wasn't going to do it. So I had no desire to read my Bible or to pray or anything, and I didn't want to go to camp. But the first afternoon when we were at camp, during unit time, our unit leaders made us write down what we wanted God to do for us this week. And I wrote down several things, like, you know, to draw me closer to Him and to help me surrender everything, but I didn't really expect anything from it. And that night, the evangelist, Mr. Mike, preached about like, who is your king? And like, I knew I wasn't right with God, but I went up to the altar to pray for another friend, and like, I wasn't going to worry about my problems and all like that. But when I was trying to pray for her, the Lord spoke to me, and He was like, you know, how can you pray for her when you're not right with me yourself? You know, you're no different than she is. And that, like, it gripped me, and I couldn't stand it. So right then and there, I got right with the Lord, and I surrendered everything to Him. And, like, I knew I was saved, but just I had drifted so far away. And thankfully, He welcomed me back, and I felt like a completely new person after that. Also, many of you might remember my first year when I got back from camp, and I said I felt the Lord was calling me to mission work. And I meant it at the time, but as I drifted away from the Lord, the feeling left me, or I ignored it for long enough that I wasn't focused on that, and I was trying to plan my future without it and all like that, and I was, you know, worried about college and stuff like that. But on Tuesday night, Brother Mike's message was titled Grow Up, Moving On to Maturity, and the main focus was finding God's will for your life. By the end of his sermon, my heart was just flooded with passion for missions again. I'm still praying about it, but I'm positive that's what the Lord wants for me to do. I'm not worried about my future anymore. I'm at peace knowing that God is going to, He's going to guide me for what He wants. So thank you all so much for your prayers. I know there's no way I would be up here saying this, if it wasn't for y'all. And I would like to ask you to continue to pray for me because there are still things that the Lord's dealing with, and, pray for all the campers, for the decisions that we made that we won't fall back or drift away, that we'll be able to continue and to grow spiritually. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sure.
me.
Okay, this year at NGM, they were having a little difficulty giving me into the teens, into the preteens, and they ended up getting me in the teens, and I knew that since I was in the teens, God wanted to move me in a way. So on theme time and Tuesday, she was talking about how the moon by itself doesn't have any light, but when the sun shines on it, it gives light to the darkness in the world. And she and Miss Bethany made it as if God's the sun, and if he shines on the church, then we should be able to be a light to the world and tell other people about Jesus. And then on Monday night, Brother Mike was talking about how if you have a fake God, you'll just stick him in your pocket and then pull him out when you need him to fix something or help you with something. And I knew that that's what I was doing the whole time, so I got reassured of my salvation and rededicated my life to God. And please pray for me that I have a relationship with God from now on.
Amen.
Okay. Hi, I'm Brecken. And this past week, I've had as much fun as probably I've had in a really long time. I want to talk about where on Tuesday night, Mr. Kenny talked about how God walked on water and Peter stepped out of the boat. And he asked us, at the very end, he asked us if we've stepped out of the boat. And I questioned myself if I have or not. God just spoke to me that sometimes, even if you're scared of all the waves that's around you, you still need to trust in Him. You still need to have faith and focus on Him. Even if there's so many distractions around you, you still need to talk to Him, and you still need to pray and do your devotions and keep in touch with Him, because if you don't, then you'll start looking at the waves and drowning. And He just touched my heart, and He made me move, Mr. Kenny made me move closer to more realizing that I need to have more faith, and I need to do my devotions more and pray more, because I've just been drifting and looking at the waves more than I've been having faith and looking at Him. And I just pray that I hope that you'll pray for me, that I'll start looking at Him and having faith. Thank you.
Hi, I'm JJ, and this year at NGM, we had a really good preacher. Every service, I got at least one thing, if not more, out of every service. But really, God spoke to me on the first night. The preacher was talking about a fake relationship with God. He said, don't have a fake relationship with God. Don't only love Him when your team is winning. Love Him always. Don't just keep God in your pocket and only use Him a competition. Don't get mad when God doesn't answer your prayers right away, and be patient about God. When he said that, I thought about gymnastics and how I always say, please, Lord, help me before I go. But I always got mad at God if I didn't stick the skill, or if I messed up and twisted my ankle or face planted, or really anything that I wasn't perfect, because I'm a perfectionist. But the pastor kept talking and said to don't treat God as a Santa Claus, to only love Him because He helps you win or gives you a present. So that night, I asked God to forgive me for treating Him like Santa Claus, and I reclaimed God, and I've started over my relationship with God. So I'm ready to start going back to gymnastics, and when I say, God, help me, and if I fall, I'll just shake it off and say, God will help me next time. So please pray for me that my attitude stays right and that I don't get mad when I fall, and for me to just get back up and try again.
This week,
At NGM, I learned that the sun is just perfect. If it was any smaller, it would explode, and if it was any bigger, it would explode. And our teacher in theme time was like, if God was not the creator, we would burn up because the sun, we would be too close to the sun or something.
Hi, my name is Ansley, and when I was listening to Miss Jan teaching about a focused heart, I realized that my heart was not focused on God. I was more focused on other things and mostly myself. But God laid on my heart, and I should slow down and focus on His Son, Jesus Christ. So I want y'all to pray for me, and that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me.
Hey, my name is Tyler, and this year at camp, the Lord was speaking to me about me not putting Him in before me and myself before Him. And this year at camp, He's been speaking to me and telling me to put Him before me. And I ask you to pray for me to put Him before me.
Hi, I'm Holly, for those who don't know me. And this year at NGM, we had a really good preacher. And on the first night, he talked about how some people take Jesus in their pocket and only take Him out when they need something or when He gives them something. But the preacher said the way we should picture Him is that this is as the King, because He is the King, and that we should have Him with us always, not just when we need something. So, yeah.
Hey, I'm Zeke. If you don't know me, you can either look for the guy with the red head or the woman with the hot head. Anyway, this week the Lord just spoke to me. First night. I'm sorry, I'm just laughing at my sister who's still dying laughing at me. But the first night, the pastor talked about how we just use the Lord as a little tool. If we desperately need Him, we just pray for Him, and as soon as He answers our prayer, we immediately just thank Him, and then we're done. We don't do anything else. And I've had a struggle with that. Something bad would happen, I'd immediately pray and ask Him to help me, and as soon as He answered that prayer, I'd go, thank You, Lord, and I'd be done. I wouldn't do anything after that. But Monday night, I went down there, and I prayed, and I rededicated my life to the Lord. And I'd like y'all to just pray with me that I stay like that.
My name's Cody Davis, for anyone that doesn't know me. This past week at camp, I learned a whole lot, and God showed me a lot. But probably the biggest thing was Monday night after the campfire service, we went back to the dorm, and the reserves were all giving their testimonies and stuff, like halfway Monday, halfway Tuesday. So I went Monday, and I was talking about how I had been raised in church, and I had thought I had gotten saved when I was little, but I really didn't understand, and I had gotten assurance later. And I ended it on, I still sometimes feel doubts, but not that much. And so Tuesday night, other people were giving their testimonies, and everyone else could remember the day they got saved and stuff, and I couldn't really. I mean, I had known, I had prayed, and I had meant it, but I couldn't remember, really. And so that was bothering me. And then the head leader talked about how some people miss heaven by 18 inches, The difference between knowing in their head and knowing in their heart. And I knew it in my head, and I was pretty sure I had known it in my heart and meant it, but I wasn't completely 100% sure. So I just started talking to God, and I got complete assurance either way now. If I was saved, I got recommitted and going to try to live for Him. And I'm also going to ask y'all to pray for everybody here to retain the decisions that they made this week. Because a lot of times you'll go to camps and you'll learn stuff and you'll mean it then, but once you go home, it's so hard, so easy to just slip back into the way you had been doing stuff before. So could y'all just pray for us?
Amen.
Hey, my name is Hunter, and this was my second year to be able to serve as a counselor at NGM, and I just want to give God the glory because, you know, He really showed up at this camp this year. And we were low on numbers, but, you know, I'm pretty sure in the teens we had over 10 salvations at least. And, you know, three kids in my group were saved this week. And, you know, I just praise God for that. But one of the biggest things that stood out for me was on Friday, you know, we sing a song called Somebody Touched Me. And it goes, well, everybody sits down first. And then they sing, you know, it was on a Monday that somebody touched me. And so on, like, every day through the week. And when you were if you were saved on a Monday and they sing the verse for the Monday, you stand up and so on like that. And, you know, they started the song. And, you know, I see kids stand up on Monday. They couldn't stand up the week before that. You know, I see kids stand up on Tuesday that couldn't stand up the week before that on Tuesday. And I see kids stand up on Wednesday. You know, we're singing this on Friday. And I see kids stand up on Wednesday that were saved 2 days before that. And, you know, God just really used that to encourage me because all the stuff that had gone on the week before, you know, with the Supreme Court and, you know, all this mess that's going on in our country now, you know, God just really used that to encourage my heart and, you know, that He's still alive and He's still working. And, you know, even though, you know, the thing was starstruck and the vastness of the universe and, you know, that all throughout the whole universe, God still cares about, you know, one tiny little planet and all of us little, you know, insignificant, well, to us insignificant, but to Him, you know, we're His greatest creation, you know how small we feel, but God, you know, loves us so much, and, you know, He just used that to really bless me, and, you know, and I would encourage everybody, you know, because NGM, you know, God is in that ministry, and I would just encourage anybody, you know, that you can to, you know, pray or give your services, whatever, because God really works in that week, and, you know, He's used it in my life. You know, I've been going since I was a little kid, and, you know, I don't know what would happen if I had never gone to camp. And because every week is just, I grow so much in Him, you know, and all these kids, you know, you see what God does during the week. And, you know, God's good. And I just want to give Him praise tonight. Thank you.
Hello. My name is Cassidy. Excuse me. I lost my voice a little bit this week at camp. So normally I don't sound like this, but if you'll just bear with me, we'll get through this together. Well, the Lord just never fails to encourage my heart at camp. I went as a staff member also, and but He still works and He still speaks to me in my own heart just like He does in the campers. And I want to thank y'all for giving your testimonies tonight, because each one of you who've stood up here and testified of what the Lord has done, y'all have blessed my heart, and He's used you just to encourage me tonight. So thank you for being obedient to that. So I just want to share a few things and how the Lord just encouraged me and reminded me of truth. One time during our day is unit time, and that's where the campers have an opportunity to say Bible verses to their counselors, and they can earn points for their recreation team. So in the last few years in the teens, it's really become, some of these teenagers have really set the bar really high. And the one who won this year said 829 verses. And as a counselor, I had a few girls who really worked hard at this year. And they would stay in from their swim time to say Bible verses to me. And just that was one of my favorite times of the whole day, was sitting in my cabin with my girls and listening to them recite the word to me. And I felt like they were pouring in the word to me when I was there to be pouring into other people, but just sitting in the hearing of God's word was so refreshing, and it reminded me of how important scripture memory really is, and it just made my heart so happy that they were so excited about it.
Another thing was I was able to help on the worship team this year, and on the very last night, we were singing a song about the resurrection, and it just proclaims the gospel. And as we were singing, my heart was moved, not only at the message of this song, but at the heart of worship of the teenagers. And as we sang, like, it was an example to me that the gospel is the power of God, and that when we just stop and we're starstruck, that goes along with the theme, we just stand in awe of what he's done and how much he loves us, and all we can say is hallelujah, that he has overcome. And the last thing that I want to give the Lord praise for, there's so much, but just keeping it to these three. Before I went to camp, I was praying that the Lord would send someone into my life that I could disciple. After Matt preached that message, it was just really heavy on my heart, and I was praying specifically that the Lord would send someone at camp, just send me somebody that I could disciple over the next year, and he answered that prayer for me this week. And so I want to thank you all again for praying for us as we were down there, but please continue to pray for NGM, like Hunter said, and pray that their new camp would be built as soon as possible, and we all just pray to the Lord and just stand in awe, and we really are starstruck with God, with being the star of the show, you know, because every year at camp he reminds us all of just how good he is and how big he is and how faithful he is, and I'm thankful that he chooses to use us in his plan and his story for the world. So thank you all.
Amen.
Just want to come for everybody, let everyone know, God did a very great, mighty work this week. If you want to get the opportunity to go somewhere and just receive blessings from one end to the other for an entire week, you need to come to NGM, work in NGM network that for that week. Just from one aspect to the other, from like what Cassidy said, hearing those kids during unit time put so much effort into reciting those verses and, you know, memorizing those verses, and, you know, just not, I mean, yeah, it was for a contest, but they were actually doing it too, you could tell, because they want, you know, learn the verses. And just hearing all those different verses from those children come out really, you know, weighed on my heart to get to hear them, see them do that and want to do that. And another area that I really received a blessing from, the speaker they had for the preteens this week, was Brother Kenny Ridley, and I had no idea he was going to be there, but this gentleman was actually one of my coworkers. I had no idea he was even going to be there. I didn't even know he was the youth pastor at their church. But he really, really done well with sharing the gospel this past week. One thing that he gave, one of the sermons that he gave, I believe it was Thursday night, talking about Jonah being in the belly of that great fish, and you know, how we need, using that and how Jonah was doing things that were maybe his hopes, desires, and dreams, and that's those things not being in line with what God has in mind for us, what he wants us to do. And that really got me to thinking, if what my hopes, desires, and dreams were in line with what God really wanted me to be doing, that really impressed upon me and was just a tremendous blessing to me, getting to hear him preach each night and to see those different children come in and ask for prayer for different things. I mean, it was just, and even from theme time to the missionary hour, I mean, there was not one aspect, one element of that. That something was just not a tremendous blessing to me. And one other thing I really want to ask everyone to ask your prayers for is for the NGM camp in Lexington, that we'd be able to see that camp up and operational for this year's or next year's camp coming up. A lot of effort and resources have been put in that. And I know God can do it, and God can provide the financial means for it, but you know, really ask that he would do that and give us direction on that. We, you know, there's some things I was not aware of. This was my second year of serving as a counselor at NGM camp. And different things that my eyes have been open to that I was not aware of. And some of you may not be aware of as well, but this, once this camp is able to be utilized, right now it's at a point where they have to get the dorms, I believe, are is the one element that's got to be completed before it can be utilized, if I'm not understanding correctly. That's one of the major elements of it. But this, once this thing is up and going, it's not going to be utilized just one time a year for us to come to NGM. There's several other things that's going, you know, the camp will be able to be leased out for and used for men and women retreats and other camps and things like that throughout the year. It's not just a once a year deal. And everybody else may knew that, but I wasn't really thinking that, but that may just be naive on my part. But just ask for your prayers in that, that we'd be able to see that get up and going, and but God would continue to do a mighty work in that. Thank you.
Think I'll be good. I just want to say thank you. It's overwhelming to see what God can do through people even like me. It's very easy to get my focus on preparing for all the different things that we have going on, and you know, that life with three teenagers keeps me very busy. And this week, God just really spoke to me about where my focus needs to be amid all the chaos and all the busyness of life. I had a girl in my crew who was adopted from Uganda, which I thought was super neat with Cassidy. I introduced her to Cassidy and all. But Monday night, I got to lead her to the Lord. And just very overwhelming feeling. But it actually ended up, two of my girls got saved and the other three got reassurance this week. And that was the first time that my whole crew just, I mean, it was just so neat to see the change in them. With the unit time and the Bible verses, I had two girls on Thursday that stayed in from swim time. And one of them was Violet, the girl from Uganda. And Monday night, we were doing some verses, and she says, I know one Bible verse, and that's all. And I said, well, that's why we have unit time, and so we can, you know, learn God's Word, and we can spend time together. And she ended up quoting over, like, 31 or 32 verses through the week. But another one, her mom's also a counselor, and she ended up saying 55 or so, and her mom thanked me because she told me that she had a learning disability, and she never wanted to learn and never wanted to study or anything, and just having someone, I guess, sit there with her and encourage her and talk to her, you know, she was able to do that, and, you know, her mom was just almost in tears, and I feel very humbled that God can use me for stuff like that, but... Two more things, and I'll be quick. One neat point that Miss Bethany pointed out in theme time was, you know, God tells us that when He forgives our sins, He puts them as far as the east is from the west. And, you know, we think China to California. But, you know, being starstruck, we learned about the galaxies and how the Milky Way is a small galaxy, and we don't even know how many galaxies there are. And when God says He puts our sins away from us from the east to the west, we're talking about galaxy number one way over here, and then galaxy, you know, we don't even know how many there are. That's how far He puts our sins from us. And that was very encouraging. But when we got home Saturday, someone asked me the best part of the week, and I mentioned getting to lead a girl to the Lord and all, but another one is seeing my kids respond to the Lord.
Those of you who don't go to camp each year, I want to encourage you to consider if the Lord might lead you to go to camp next year as a counselor, or a worker, or a helper. There's no way you can go and not be touched by the Lord. 27 different times during the week, in a 5-day span, we had specific Bible lessons, teaching, or preaching. You think about, you know, we have a revival week, and we'll have 8-9 services or something like that. But 27 times in 5 days, these kids and we adults got specific Bible preaching and teaching that were also isolated from all of the busyness of our daily lives and away from all the interferences and the distractions and things like that. There's nothing better that we can do with our time than to get away and love God and learn about Him and how much He loves us. And I would just encourage each and every one of y'all, if it's a possibility, look into possibly helping next year, because not only will you get to be a blessing, but you will get blessings innumerable.
Any others? Amen. 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 We feel her presence, though she's not there as well. Any others? Any campers that hadn't had an opportunity? Any other counselors? I'd like to just say a couple of things to go along with camp, and then I'm going to take my Bible and I'm going to share a few things that God laid on my heart. But I want to tell you a few things about camp. If you have never been to NGM camp, it is a different experience. It is not like any other camp that you've ever been to. It is unique. And it started right back there in that office a long time ago with Brother Bill Carpenter and Miss Mackey. The camp may not be everything that it was from day one, but can I tell you, just like Jeff said, the preaching of God's Word has never changed once. And you might say, well, I can't go, I can't be a counselor, I can't do those kind of things. But let me tell you, there's a lot of things that can be done, and you don't have to counsel. There's a kitchen that has to be staffed. A lot of meals have to be prepared. There's lots of things to do. If you say, I just can't counsel, if you'll just put your name on the line, we'll find something. And you can be a part of that camp. You'll be a part of the lives of these young people. Just the prayer time that goes on. I had an opportunity this year. I've done it once before, but I had the opportunity to be the assistant unit leader in the teens. Brother Thomas was the unit leader. He was my boss. But I had an opportunity to get up every morning. We had a prayer session every morning at 6 o'clock with our counselors. And I had that opportunity to get up every morning and just take a verse from God's Word and encourage those guys. And it was amazing how many times at 6 o'clock in the morning that we would take that word and we would get our encouragement from it. We'd go to prayer, and then that would either be a part of one of the sermons or part of the theme time or part of something. It was something that God was planning on using, and it was already preparing our hearts for it. And I got to see these young men, these counselors. I had 3 young counselors under me, and I got to see them work and talk with these teenage boys and sit on the beds with them and memorize verses and show them how to do it. We had 2 young men from Cameroon that were there, that were in Cameroon last summer, and they were there this year. As a matter of fact, I even asked them, I said, do you know a guy by the name of David Jabansky? And they're going, did he teach physics? I said, well, he could have, but no, he was not there to do that. But I want to encourage your hearts to continue to pray for the development of that camp down in Lexington. We really need that camp up and running. For that camp, for us to lease the camp that we use every year down there in Middle Georgia, it's around $30,000. That's leasing the camp, buying the food, and doing the things that have to be done for the camp. And that would include some of the campers that are scholarshiped and stuff like that. But that's not all the campers. So imagine how much money would be saved if we were able to take that $30,000 a year and invest it in our own camp to continue the work down there. So just in your hearts, be praying about that.